Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this wonderful Lord's Day. Psalms 145 reads like this. I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of thy might, of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Let us pray. Our most holy Lord, we come again on Lord's Day together in spirit and prayer to worship thee, to praise thee, but also, Father, to ask for healing and comfort. We ask for healing upon our church family and upon this nation, that this evil hate might stop, that these terrible things of the world might be removed, Father. We pray for thy grace and thy comfort. And Lord, we pray that all those who hear this encouragement be blessed. We pray that this service be a sweet savor to thee. Please bless all those who bless us, Lord, and have mercy upon thine enemies. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Picture that you painted for me. Keep love on.
Let's remember to keep Omer Lee and Virgil Marshall in our prayers. I understand I spoke with Virgil the other day and he is home and healing very well. Continue to pray for strength and healing for them and their families. Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we shall do all as we can as the good Lord allows. Today I would like to speak to you about worship. We all worship when we pray and come together, but what other ways can we worship? We can worship with our offerings, not just monetary items, but offerings of our hearts and our prayers. 1 Chronicles 16:29 reads, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." We can also worship with music. I wish I had just an inkling of the talent that some of you have to play the piano or the guitar or other musical instruments. 2 Chronicles 29:28 reads as follows. "And all the congregation worshipped, and the singer sang, and the trumpeter sounded, and all this continued with burnt offering was unto..." Excuse me, let's try that again. "And all the congregation worshipped, and the singer sang, and the trumpeter sounded. And all this continued until the burnt offering was finished." We can worship in how we present ourselves to God, physically, such as when we pray, we bow our heads, or on our knees, bowing before him. Psalms 95:6. "The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker." We can worship with song and dance. David sang and danced the whole way back to Jerusalem when they were bringing the ark. Psalms 100:2. "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." We can worship in spirit and in truth. To me, this means by studying the Word and following the Lord's will, we offer a great worship to the Lord and a great witness. John 4:23-24. "But the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." We can worship God by offering a sacrifice of ourselves. This reads to me that we offer our lives and our service to God as a sacrifice to him, as Christ did his life on that cross for us. Romans 12:1. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." When we worship, it should be with reverence, awe, and respect for our most holy God. Hebrews 12:28-29. "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." Also, let us never forget that we serve a jealous God. There is only one God, and he is deserving of all worship. Luke 4:8. "And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew 25, verses 34 through 40. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. This scripture tells me that we love one another, that we must continue to love one another, we must care for one another, we must be kind to one another, we must help one another, and we must pray for one another. But we also must help those in need, feed those who are hungry, and when we get the opportunity to guide those who are lost. These things, to me, are worshiping God. Serving God is the best worship I believe that we can do for God. So please continue to worship God. And let us pray for one another, as James tells us in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And this country and our church family needs prayer. Let us pray.
Dear Holy God, we want to do exactly as He explained. We want to serve Thee. We want to worship Thee. So Lord, help us to open up our minds and our ears to Your Word, to Your will, that every day we might do it as we go through our lives, that we might spread Your love, Your joy, Your teachings. Please help us to gain wisdom and understanding that we might be able to share it with our friends and with our community and with our co-workers. Lord, our country is in dire need of Your help. There's so much hatred. It's horrible, to say the least. We pray, Lord, that You please put Your comforting spirit upon us all, that You help us to understand one another, to help us to love one another. We thank You for this opportunity to come here and to sing these songs of praise to You, to read and to listen to Your word. We get to do all this unpersecuted. We're very grateful for that. We ask, Lord, that as we go through this next week, that You guide us, that You please help us to walk the straight and narrow path of righteousness that Jesus has set before us, that You open our mouths that we might share Your love and share Your glory. We ask that You please forgive us where we fall short, and to please continue to heal and protect our church family, our church friends, this community, this state, this country. Please make Yourself known in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel.